All right, welcome back inside the CN Center, everybody. The PG Office System post-game show. PG Office Systems, your local owned and authorized RICO dealer. Cougars lose 5-2 here tonight in Game 4 as a series tied at 2 going back to Penticton. Pleased to be joined now down at ice level by General Manager and Head Coach Mark Lamb. And Coach, I don't even really know where to start, but that third period and things just a call there that was called on a 5-minute major, and then just it seemed like pure chaos after that.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. It was just chaos everywhere. Penalties and fans getting penalties, and yeah, it was chaos.
I don't know if I've seen that.
I never have.
Where fans, and you asked what happened there, and that meant that you went down two men because fans were throwing. So I
on five on three. Like yeah. I don't know. Yeah, it was chaos.
In all your years of hockey, have you seen that?
Never. I didn't know what the call was. Said we got warned a couple times, and 5-on-3.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to contain emotions, right, when things like this happen. The fans were so into it here tonight, and I think I'm not trying to hear to bash on the officiating or anything, but at some points I thought maybe they had a right to be pretty fired up with some of the calls I thought that happened in the third period. The one I'm thinking of is the Corbin Vaughn hit there in the third period.
Yeah, you know, they're passionate. I love it. You know, it's all about emotion. They come to watch a real good hockey game. They don't come to watch the referees.
Overall, your assessment of your team's play?
I liked it. I thought we started off a little slow, and then we found our game, and then it was chaos.
Yeah, in the third period early on, like I think you're out shooting them 10-2, 10-3. Like you had so many looks, and then again we're just kind of circling around here. But there were so many good parts, I thought, to your game here tonight.
Yeah, no, I liked a lot of our game. I liked our emotion. I liked how we were playing, and then we got in penalty trouble, and that was the game.
Coach is always looking for a lot of spirit, that kind of thing from your team. Emotion, you had all of that. The energy. It was there, and now, despite the setback, you have to take a look. It's simply we throw out four games, and it's a best of three.
Yeah, you know what? It's two good teams going at it. This isn't surprising, but we just got to keep bringing that emotion, that type of game.
Yeah, and the physicality was there, I thought, here tonight once again. And now it's a 2-2 series, right? I think if you told us at the start that if it was 2-2, you'd probably believe it going into a best of three. And this is what playoff hockey is, right? Like, this is the most exciting time of the year, and I feel like it's very evident at the moment.
Yeah, I really liked, the first games, the officiating, you know, it was two good teams going at it. And I really don't know what to say about that kind of stuff. You know, it's just I don't have the words for it because there isn't any. You want to go out there, you want to play honest, you want to play hard. And like I said, they're not coming to watch the refs.
Yeah. Is it hard to bite your tongue realizing that there's probably a little bit more that you'd like to say, but realize it's not in your best interest?
Well, that's where the power, you know, there's lots you want to say, but they have all the power, and that's the way the game is. But there's some accountability that has to go through everybody. And, you know, we'll take a look. You know, we got 2 5-minute majors. They're gonna get looked at, and right away they're suspendable offenses.
Yeah. Anything else? I'm good, Hartley.
No, that's good.
Mark, I think you nailed it on the head, Mark. Like, it's hard to find words on what just transpired. So we'll let you go. A big game on Friday in Penticton as you shift your attention to that. So we appreciate that time, Coach.
All right. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
GM and head coach Mark Lamb, appreciate his time. And